So let's review. We begin Be'ez Hashem Mesechtes Nazir. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Kinuyi Naziris Kin Naziris. Our Mishnah begins by teaching that a person wishing to become a Nazir does not necessarily need to use a proper Lashon Kodesh phrase such as Hareini Nazir, but can even use a Kinuy, a slang phrase, or for that matter, even a Yad, an incomplete phrase may be used, as long as his intention is evident. Examples of a kinu would be where he said Hareini Nazik or Naziach, Peziach. All the above phrases are valid and he becomes a Nazir. The Mishnah, however, begins with examples of Yadlis. Ha'imer, Ahay, Hareizen Nazir. If a person says, Ahay, I shall be, even though this is only a partial and incomplete statement, he becomes a Nazir, as Shmuel explains later in the Gemara. Kagan Shahi Nazir, Ayvalafanav. The Mishnah is referring to a case where a Nazir was passing before him, and by saying Ahay, it strongly indicates his intention to become a Nazir like him. Later, the Gemara suggests that the Mishnah can even be referring to a case where a Nazir Ayvalafanav, but to Ka'amar Balibai, where he explains later what he meant, that he indeed wishes to become a Nazir. Based on this second explanation, the Gemara says, we must say that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that while making a vow, one need not have Piv V'libei Shavin, he does not have to clearly say or express his intention while he is making his vow. The Mishnah then continues with the next case of Yadis. Ehena, Harezi Nazir. If he says, I shall enhance myself, he becomes a Nazir. As Shmuel explains later in the Gemara, Shetafis B'sayri V'omer Ena. He was holding his hair while he said Ena. This implies Naziris, of which a major part is letting one's hair grow, which he sees as an act of enhancement. The Gemara then goes on to explain that even though we see many times that a Nazir is called a Chayte, if so, how can he imply that Naziris would be an enhancement for him? The Gemara answers that a Nazir is called a Chayte only if he does not fulfill his obligation properly and allows himself to become Tame. But if one does fulfill his Naziris properly, then it can indeed be considered an Ana, an enhancement for him, as Rashi says, V'amrin le'zil v'tahave Nazir v'hana. The Gemara begins by asking, Mechti tana b'seidu nashim kai. My time with Tani Nazir? Mesechtes Nazir should have been placed in Seidu Kachim, since they both involve the halachas of karbanas. Why was it placed in Seidu Nashim, which involves the halachas of women? The Gemara explains that our Mesechtes Nazir was placed within Seidu Nashim, along with Mesechtes Gittin and Saita, because mikarm lo la'avera yayin. It's due to too much wine consumption that averas are committed, and both get and saita are the results of a woman's averas, as the pasuk states. Therefore, Chazal teaches that haroya saita bekukula yazer atzmei min hayayin. One should refrain from wine when he observes a saita receiving her punishment. However, Nazir follows Masechtas Nedarim because, as Tosfos explains, the damile they are similar in that Naziris is initiated through a neder. The Gemara then goes on to ask several questions regarding the structure of our Mishnah. Pasach b'kinuyin, kol kinuy naziris, u'mefarish yadis o'imer ehe. This is actually two questions. Why does the Mishnah give examples of yadis when it didn't even mention the category of yadis? To which the Gemara answers indeed, chesur mechs v'b'achik tani, kol kinuy naziris kinaziris, v'yadis naziris kinaziris. These words must be inserted in the Mishnah. Question number two, v'lifrish kinuy b'resha. Since kinuyin were mentioned before yadis, they should be explained first as well. Why does the Mishnah first explain yadis and only in the next Mishnah are kinuyin explained? After some discussion, the Gemara concludes, Tana hachi b'tana hachi. There's no said pattern that all Mishnayos follow. When the Mishnah lists two or more halachas, sometimes the Tana goes back to the first halacha and explains them in order, as we see in the Mishnah Mesechtes Bava Basra regarding Yerusha, inheritance, Yesh neichlin u'machilin, neichlin v'loy manchilin, and the Mishnah proceeds to first teach Eilu Neichlin U'manchilin, as well as several other Mishnayos. And sometimes it first explains the last halacha and works its way backward, as in the case in our Mishnah, and as we see in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos regarding the materials for Neira Shabbos, B'meh Madlikin, or B'meh Ein Madlikin, and the Mishnah proceeds to first teach Ein Madlikin V'chulu, as well as several other Mishnayos. However, each case has a specific reason why the Tana chose that way. If so, asks the Gemara, what is the reason our Mishnah begins teaching about kinuyin before yadis rather than yadis and then kinuyin? The Gemara answers, Miftach pasach b'kinuyin demaschal b'ikur karban. The Mishnah teaches kinuyin first because it's a complete and proper statement of intent to become a Nazir, although be it through an alternate expression, whereas yadis asin midrasha. Yadis, which are only a partial statement, are only known to be acceptable through a drasha from a pasuk, as Tosfos explains. We know that yadis are a proper expression for naziris because it says in the pasuk nazir lahazal Hashem. The double expression teaches that even yadis are also effective. However, aydi de asin midrasha mefarshel and bereisha. Yadis are explained first because, as the Gemara elsewhere says, aydi de asin midrasha chavivim lei.